Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A.
The Pacific Northwest, home to evergreens and rainy weather, and your three intrepid hosts.
And also the subject of today's episode. I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
I'm Devin Gay, and today we're going to look at video games that are set right here in the place where we live, where we're recording this episode. Well, within driving distance anyways.
And speaking of driving distance, our first game recreates one of the quintessential experiences of the region, driving a station wagon through the woods on a road trip.
Thank you.
From the game Pacific Drive by Ironwood Studios, you just heard The Remnant Reprise, Parts in Labor, and Driver, composed by Wilbert Roget II and featuring Sam Suggs and D. Anthony Wooten.
There's a pretty interesting story going on involving science experiments gone wrong and a quarantine zone that takes up the entire Olympic Peninsula, but the real draw of this game is that feeling, just you and your car, out on winding mountain passes, surrounded by the forest.
Of course, instead of bears and mountain lions, you've got strange anomalous monsters trying to wreck your car.
Tomato, tomato.
But what would a road trip be without great music to listen to? One of the best features of this game is that your car has a radio.
That's right, and the developers licensed music from indie bands local to the area to fill out their virtual radio stations. They also commissioned a few songs specifically for the game. Up next, a fan favorite that also happens to be Pacific Drive's theme song, Ghost on the Road.
Sulfur and smoke glows through the snow and smells like money. Rivers for spines between the dry pines of bones unbecoming. You might have to hang behind. Behind me, you might have to hang behind the red eyes on the highway.
Ghost on the Road, a song about traveling the highways, winding through a living landscape guided by ghosts from the past.
Created by Gordon McGlattery of A Shell in the Pit. It's a studio that has been responsible for the music and sound design for a plethora of indie games. And they happen to be based right next door in Vancouver, BC.
Hey, you know what else is based in Vancouver? Extremely OK Games.
Right, and their game Celeste actually takes place on a mountain on Vancouver Island. I think that's a good enough excuse to cue up some music.
Oh,
Confronting Myself, composed by Lena Rain for the game Celeste.
Because really, what would be more Pacific Northwest than managing your inner trauma by hiking up a mountain?
And we've got one more track from Celeste. This one was composed for a free bonus chapter that was released for the game over a year later. This is Beyond the Heart.
Thank you.
Beyond the Heart, composed by Lena Raine for Celeste Farewell. Today we're listening to music from games set in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Anjali Jodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
I'm Devin Gay. So this next game. Okay, listen. Everyone's got opinions. Good, bad. That's pretty subjective, right?
You're getting defensive before you even tell us the title, and that worries me, Devin.
I don't know if I can defend all the choices that were made, but what I can tell you is that this game is very beloved. It's heavily inspired by Twin Peaks, and just like Twin Peaks, it's set in a fictional Washington town.
Oh no, is this what I think it is?
That little mountain town is named Greenvale, and it's the setting for the game Deadly Premonition.
Thank you.
Greenvale, a song named for the fictional mountain town that becomes the setting of a murder mystery in the game Deadly Premonition. You also heard the songs Underground and York and Zack.
This game, it's wild, man. It's a supernatural thriller starring an FBI agent who spends most of the game having conversations with a voice in his head that no one else can hear, not even the player.
It's like the video game equivalent of a B-movie. It's crazy ambitious for its budget. They tried to do so many creative and innovative things with the gameplay.
Oh, that sounds like the formula for a cult classic.
Or a hot mess.
It's a bit of both, really.
You know what's really funny? That isn't the only game set in the PNW that was inspired by Twin Peaks.
That's true. There's another thriller, and this one, how can I put this delicately? This one's actually good.
That was A Writer's Dream, followed by Welcome to Bright Falls, both from Alan Wake.
Bright Falls is, of course, another fictional little mountain town in Washington. I think I'm noticing a trend here.
Yeah, but what sets this game apart, rather than a detective hunting down a serial killer, the game stars an author, Alan Wake, who's really just there on vacation. He's trying to break free from a really bad case of writer's block when his wife is suddenly dragged into a lake by a mysterious supernatural force. Playing as Alan, you spend the game trying to unravel the mystery of this entity and rescue your wife.
Okay, let's listen to one more piece from Alan Wake. I think the title of this song betrays the game's inspiration. This is Mirror Peak.
Thank you.
Mirror Peak, from the cult classic thriller set in the Cascade Mountains of Washington, Alan Wake.
And that's today's theme. We're listening to music from games that take place in the Pacific Northwest, really trying to embody that spirit of taking a long hike through the woods and hoping a serial killer doesn't catch you. I'm Connor Henriksen.
I'm Devin Gay.
I'm Anjali Dodia. And now we're headed to the San Juan Islands with a game by developer Giant Sparrow. This game starts with you as the player character taking the ferry from the mainland to Orcas Island with a journal in hand to discover the mystery of your abandoned ancestral home. This is What Remains of Edith Finch. Edith's theme from What Remains of Edith Finch by Giant Sparrow. Jeff Russo of the band Tonic was the composer.
It's very atmospheric, isn't it? Setting you up for an introspective and at times magical journey of discovery.
That's definitely on purpose. The lead developer, Ian Dallas, has said that the initial idea for the game came from his own experience as a scuba diver in the Puget Sound, and seeing the ocean fall off into the darkness in the distance. The scuba diving idea was scrapped, but that feeling remains.
Yeah, you play with the title character Edith's journal in your hand, and you hear her inner thoughts as you explore the different rooms, the trapdoors, and the secret passages of this creaky old ancestral home on Orcas Island.
Each of the rooms was occupied by a different family member, and each has been set up as a kind of shrine to their life achievements.
Yeah, the thing is that every family member has died in a crazy freak accident. Edith believes her family's under a curse.
So it's not really just an introspective or magical journey. It's kind of a depressing one, too.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe all the dark clouds and lack of vitamin D is getting to us.
Okay, but when the different music comes in is mostly when Edith is, in a sort of magical realism way, re-experiencing the situations of her family members' deaths. Here are a few examples.
Thank you.
You heard there three themes from Jeff Russo's soundtrack to What Remains of Edith Finch: Calvin's Swing Set, Molly's Hunger, and Sam's Hunting Trip.
I hope we all learned a valuable lesson today. If seasonal affective disorder and serial killers don't get you, a random freak accident will.
Ah, life in the Pacific Northwest in a nutshell.
At least according to video games.
I'm Anjali.
I'm Connor.
I'm Devin. And remember, don't forget your umbrella.
No, those are illegal.
Who even are you?
Are you what? What
You're
did I
not
do?
Allowed to bring an umbrella
come
into
on,
the
it's
Northwest.
It's raining all the time.
It's taboo. Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting.